Celebrate Christmas fun with Papa, Mama, Brother, Sister, Honey Bear, and the rest of the Bear Country gang. Find the missing piece of the Bear Family Nativity Scene. Do crosswords and word searches with Brother and Sister. Decode fun Christmas scripture messages and have fun with 50 stickers. There's no narration in this book, so I had to read what I could find. Enjoy.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and it's still Christmas season. That's right, it's Christmas season, and this week we are covering a book I never thought I would actually cover, because I always said there's no point in covering these kinds of books. There's no point in even discussing them except outside of the context of like a pile of books just like it. But I'm looking it up. I'm trying to see if there's any Christmas stuff out there I haven't covered. I get my hands on this book and I decide, you know what would be terrible radio? Talking about a purely visual medium, just a purely visual, like a book that is not, there's no story, there's no characters, it's just a bunch of drawings and stuff you do on paper. That's right, this week's book is The Berenstain Bears Christmas Fun Sticker and Activity Book by Jan and Mike Berenstain from 2016. It is a flippity-floppity activity book. It is published by Zonder Kids. It is a Living Lights, I guess it says faith story, but I don't think there's no story here. It's literally just an activity book that has drawings from other books. Why am I covering this? Well, because it's the Christmas season. And you know what's really Christmassy is a gift, is a toy, is a thing, is a trinket you can hold in your hand. And that's definitely what the Berenstain Bears Christmas Fun is. It is a trinket you can hold in your hand. You can flap it around. You can hit yourself in the head with it. It's a solid article. It's an item. You have to buy it like this. You can't get a digital copy of this. It'd be really weird to have a coloring book that's... I guess you can have a digital coloring book, but not this one. 2016, so that means this book came out 8 years ago. What is it? Well, how am I going to talk about it? I think this is a bold experiment. Let's talk about this coloring and activity book with no plot, shall we? Let's dip in. So what's funny about this book, it's not a coloring book. It's not a color. There are some coloring pages. We'll discuss the problems with this being referred to in any wise as a coloring. It's not a coloring book. It's a sticker and activity book. Forget about even though it does, it expects some coloring. It expects some coloring, but that's a problem. And I'll tell you why. But let's get into this book, shall we? Oh, this is what the book looks like. Christmas Fun, sticker activity book. It's a cute cover. I mean, it's just clip art of the bears. It's Papa and Mama, Sister, Brother, and Honey in a sleigh. And they're surrounded by stickers from the book. And then kind of a generic-y, just, I assume this is background art from the company that, you know, little Living Lights. Like, just, it's just coloring book stock art that's just thrown in the background. So you open it up. I mean, I don't think there is even any like introductory. Well, there is a cover page. There is a cover page with the Bear family and a distinctly different art style from the cover, surrounded by iconography from throughout. But then it just jumps right into the thing. So let's talk about what this book is. So the first page, people listening along at home and not watching this on YouTube, you can see the pages. I'm showing you these pages. You can play along with me. Listening at home, I'm going to do my best to paint an audible picture. I'm going to use my words to illustrate the page because otherwise you'll be lost without a map. So the first page has Amazing Maze, not an amazing maze. It's a hyphen, amazing maze, amazing maze, but it is a maze that mazes, or a maze that is in the process of mazing. It's a amazing maze, a maze that does its job. It is a perfectly serviceable maze, hence the name Amazing Maze. What's with that maze? It's fine. What's it doing? Currently, mazing. It's Amazing Maze. Brother Bear is helping Mama set up the manger scene for Christmas, but where is the angel? Help Brother find the angel. So what it is it's a sort of more or less a vertical maze made up of diagonal lines. It's not very
traditional maze looking. I like the way it looks. It's a little jaggedy. Green maze surrounded by iconography, surrounded by images of nativity scenes. So you have like a Mary, you have the three wise men, you have the baby Jay, you have a Joseph, you have three camels, and then you have the angel on a hook, which sort of hangs over the scene, I guess, at the bottom of the maze. So you're starting with brother in this little picture of the family setting up the maze. You go through the maze, you find the angel. Now, I don't know what setup this is supposed to mimic. I don't normally a scene where you're trying to find something. Like, this isn't like brother has to get to the store and buy an angel before midnight because the store closes. But oh no, there's a snowstorm. Help him work his way through Beartown in order to get to the Christmas angel store, I guess. I don't know why you would. That's what a maze, like, you're trying to find your way through something. This is just, he's trying to find something. There's no, I guess maybe it's the maze. Maybe he put the angel somewhere. And what the maze represents is brother's, like, memory palace. Like, in a Stephen King novel, when a character, like, goes into their head, it's always like, but it was like a giant warehouse full of boxes that he actually flipped through. This is maybe brother's memory, like, memory palace is a maze. And he has to go through all the twisty and turnies in order to remember where he put that angel in the first place. So it's a pretty basic maze. If you hang a left right at the beginning, you're pretty home free. You hang a left, take your second right, go around. You'll hit the wall, but then you're going to want to take a quick right, follow that around, go through some jiggity jaggedies. Do a U-ey right after the jiggity jaggedies. Do another U-ey to your left. You're going to go down a hallway. A winding hallway. I mean, there's really no place else to turn. You go through the winding hallway. You have an option of going to your left or right. Take a left and then take another immediate left. You're going to go through another winding hallway. You're going to get another option. Take another left. Take that left. Follow it through. Bam, you found the angel. That's what it's like in Brother's head. That's what it's like to be Brother Bear. Constantly, constantly trying to find those angels of memory, angels of music. Now, the next page is called Christmas Counting. And if you think this is actually going to be a fun game, it's not. It's called Christmas Counting. Everyone's favorite activity in a game book is this game, which is called Count the Items in Each Line. Write how many. We have already, second page of the Christmas Fun Activity Book, second page, this is a worksheet. This is just something you would have been handed in first grade. You would have been given this sheet around Christmas time when I was a kid, and this is what the activity would be. And you'd be like, all right, I mean, it's schoolwork, but we're pretending it's fun because the pictures are fun. So there's stars, stockings, bells, wreaths, packages, and Christmas trees. So I'm going to see how quick I don't have the answers in front of me. So I'm going to see how quickly I can do this. 6, 5, 7, 6, 3, 4, I think. 6, 5, 7, 6, 3, 4. Yeah, that's it. 6 stars, 5 stockings, 7 bells, 6 wreaths, 3 packages, 4 Christmas trees. That's it. I'm done, Teach. Can I go outside and play? Absolutely not, she says. It's too cold outside. So the next page, this is interesting. So the next page, Bear Country Christmas Crossword. It's a crossword puzzle. It's a crossword puzzle that starts, so we have complete the crossword below, but it's got a picture of the bears decorating the tree, not the bear family, just some bears decorating the tree. And then we have a Christmas angel from a Christmas pageant. This is not a nativity scene. It's a nativity scene, but it's not. This is from one of the books where they do the Christmas story as a play. So there's a bear hanging from above with angel costume on. There's a bear shepherd with some bears dressed as sheep. There's three wise bears. And then there's Joseph and Mary and baby Jay and some kind of donkey, a stuffed donkey in the manger. But this is a crossword. This is crosswordery, right? We're looking at some serious puzzlage here. Now, what's funny about this crossword is that it begins down. It starts with the down. The first clue is one down, not one across, which to me completely violates the unwritten crossword puzzle compact that the crossword gods made with human beings. When they first designed crossword puzzles, you always start with a cross. It may not be one across, but it should be. But this starts with down, one down. So we're in cloud cuckoo land already. One down. The wise men brought Jesus these. 5 letters, 1 down. Now, I assume the word is gifts, but my thought originally went to gold, frankincense, myrrh. I was like, there's not nearly enough space to write gold, frankincense, myrrh. I think it's gifts, which is, I mean, I guess they did. I mean, they were gifts, the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men brought Jesus these. But we already know now what level of playing ground we're on. These questions might not be as difficult as we think, but they might be difficult because we're anticipating them being more difficult or more specific. So you got to think, this one's giving you your clue. Well-designed puzzle. It's teaching you how to play it. Wise men brought Jesus what? Gifts. Huh? Two, where Jesus was born. Where Jesus was born. Two down, six letters. I assume it's manger. M-A-N-G-E-R. Three down, month of Christmas. Everyone say it with me. One, two, three. December. Did you really say it out loud? That would have been fun if you did. So that's three down. Six down, animals at the manger. Sheep. I guess sheep. 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 It's five letters. Sheep. S-H-E-E-P. Not donkeys. Not camels. So it has to be sheep. Cats. No, those aren't enough letters. Seven down. Those of you listening along at home, are you having a blast listening to someone talk through a crossword puzzle? Is this good? Is this really good? Everyone watching along on YouTube, is this fascinating? Don't worry, the next one's even better. Cold white flakes, I think that's snow. Seven down. Where is seven down? I don't see seven down. Where's seven down? I was like, the seven is missing. Well, that's four letters. Snow, snow, snow. Nine, shines bright in the sky. Moon? Maybe. Four down. No, everybody, it's star. It's right there on the page. Star. Only four more to go. If you're playing along, I hope you're keeping score, because I'm not. Four across. Something the bears decorate. Something the bears decorate. Four across. Four letters. Cave. It's probably cave. That's where bears live. It's tree. I'm just kidding, everyone. It's tree. That's a funny Christmas joke. Five, his birthday celebration. Is it me? I've had a birthday celebration. Fooled you. It's Jesus Christ. Actually, it's just Jesus. Jesus. Even though he was born a king, as the song says. Six across. Takes care of sheep. Takes care of sheep. Shepherd. Very good. Very good. I heard someone call out shepherd. Very good. And finally, eight across. Sang to baby Jesus. Wait. Sang to baby Jesus. What? Wait, is that like supposed to be someone sang something to baby Jesus? Well, seven down was cold white flakes. So the second letter is N. It's six across, six letters across. Second letter is N. Last letter is S. Snorks. Wait, three down, month of Christmas. A, Cantifloss. I don't know. I honestly don't know this one. I don't know this one. We'll have to look in the answers at the end. What is it? Sang to the baby Jesus? Oh, angels. It's angels. Sorry, everyone. I was off my... There's literally an angel in the picture. You just saw Phil get fooled by a book made for babies. That's right. This is almost as bad as the time I couldn't lift the flaps. The next page. Christmas, color by number. Look at the Bear Family's treehouse at Christmas time. Use the code to color the treehouse. Now, this is a legit color-by-number picture of the Bear's treehouse. It's covered in ornaments, has a wreath, has a nice window, and a little color code down below. So this picture is mostly colored in. Like, the sky is colored, the snow has nice colored shading. There's bears standing all around the house, and the Bear family's walking up. They're all colored in. The only thing you are required to color is the tree itself and the decorations. Now, you may be asking yourself, Phil, did you do this color by number? I would love to see what it looks like. If you're listening at home, trust me, it looks great. But for those of you watching along, you bet I did the color by number. And it does look great. It does look great. I did the color by number on my computer. I used just the fill thing to fill in the things, and it worked well, but it makes the glow from inside the house come out. The purple window frame. You have a nice red and green wreath in the middle. You have sort of bland ornaments, but it's very colorful. It's very colorful. You have your purples, you have your blues, your reds, your greens, brown for the tree. It's nice. It's a nice picture. the things I do for you, the things I do for the viewers. If you want to see what it looks like, you're going to have to tune into YouTube. Check it out on YouTube, and you won't be disappointed. I mean, it's a picture of the bear's treehouse. I don't know why you would be disappointed. It's beautiful. Whoops. So our next page in our book, because we're just trucking right along here, make a match. Christmas is a time for love, who takes care of and loves each other. Draw a line to match them. So on one side, you have, on one side, you have the wise men, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and Mama and Papa Bear. On the other side, you have the cubs, sheep, the camels, and the baby Jay. The wise men take care of the camels, Mary and Joseph, the baby Jay, the shepherds, the sheep, Mama and Papa, the cubs. I did that without even looking, without even thinking about it. Now, the next page is the doozy. Listen to the angel. An angel of the Lord appeared to shepherds in the field. The angel had a very important message for them. Use the code below to find out what the angel said to the shepherds. So it's one of those things where, like, it's A through Z, 1 through 26, and you put the, it has numbers on the dotted lines, and you figure out, I think it's do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Is that it? Is that it? It is it. I just did it while looking at it. And the words that you had to fill out are, do not be afraid, and a Savior, and born. Those are the words. But if you know the story, that's pretty much how it goes. So if I was being graded on this, if this was a test, I'd be flying ahead. A trip home. This is our next page. Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem. This is where Joseph's family was from. It was a long trip. And Mary was close to having her baby. Mary and Joseph saw many things on the way to Bethlehem. Circle 10 things they would not have seen. Now, I'm gonna just show you the whole thing here. So normally an activity like this would be a picture, and then there'd be a bunch of stuff in the picture that isn't supposed to be. Like, what's wrong in this picture? But they also give you a clue up top of all, like there's a key of all the things you're supposed to find. So it's more just a search and find. It sets itself up as a what's wrong with this picture puzzle, but it's mostly just find the things in the key here. And it's just images from other Berenstain Bears books. So it's Joseph and Mary on the donkey. Mary's on the donkey. They're riding to Bethlehem. There's like roads, and there's bears pushing and pulling carts, but there's some strange things in the way. There's a reindeer, there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, there's an airplane in the sky, a Christmas tree, Santa Claus, a little doll. It looks like a little girl crawling down the rocks, but it's actually a doll. I assume the ibex is supposed to be there, but there's a present, a stocking, a wreath hanging in the tree. Mary has candy canes on her saddlebag. Is that it? Is that everything? Oh no, and then a pile of money on one of the rocks. That's it. It's mostly just a search and find. A little kid will be amused by it. It's amusing. What's Santa Claus doing in the Bible? Then there's a baby Jesus page. Now, this is interesting. This is a picture of Mary and Joseph and the little baby Jay from one of the books, and it's black and white. Jesus was born in a stable with animals all around. Use stickers to finish the picture, then color. So let me pull out the actual book here. There are stickers in the back of the book. And these stickers are meant to be used in the book. And you're not supposed to just use them to decorate your trapper keeper. You're supposed to use them on certain pages. So on this page, there's like a cow, and then you find the sticker of that same cow's face and you put it in the book. It's just a little game. It's a fun thing to do. I had books like these when I was a kid. You use those to complete the picture. And then it says color, and the rest of it. Here's the problem. And I knew I was going to tell you about this. Here's the problem with using this as a coloring book. These pages, see if you can see it. These pages are all, they're glossy. These are not coloring book pages. These are glossy children's book pages. And if you have crayons, they're not going to work very well. These are waxy pages. Crayons aren't going to work very well. Markers might not work very well. The paper is thick. It's got a coating on it. Not the best coloring pages in the world. I don't know. I see a lot of frustration in the future if that's the one. If this is a book you give to a kid who likes to color. I didn't like to color as a kid. I mentioned that in my last episode, so I wouldn't care. I did like putting stickers on though, so that's fun. A Christmas tree to remember. Help the Bear family decorate their Christmas tree. Use stickers to help. Can you put the star on top? I assume if you could figure it out with the stickers, like the stickers ornaments, then you could probably figure out how to put the star on top. Not that big of a challenge, but I know it is a big challenge. On our next page, we love Christmas treats. Honey Bear loves pumpkin pie. Hey, Honey Bear, so do I. I love a pumpkin pie. Mama Bear made one for Christmas dinner. Help Honey find the pie. It's another maze. It's a circle maze this time, and in the center is the pie. Again, I don't know why Honey has to find the pie. I don't know what scenario exists where Honey is looking for a pie, but like it's either in the fridge or it's on the table, probably, maybe on the counter. But Mama has set Honey a task. Find this pie. It's uncovered, so it's probably got bugs in it by this point. So here we go. So when you go into the maze, you're going to immediately take a right. You're going to be tempted to take a left this time, but take a right. Hang a right. Take your first left. Take another left. And uh-oh, I can already see I'm getting lost. Go back to the beginning. Take that right. Go all the way down to the wall. Hang a left. Then hang another left. Hang a right and a left. You're going to follow that around. You're going to follow it around. You're going to hit a wall eventually. You're going to follow that along and take a left, which is going to loop around. You loop around that left. You follow. Uh-oh, another dead end. That's right. I led you wrong. You take a right when you enter. Now, it looks like you're going to hit a dead end, but you're not hitting a dead end. You're going to take that right, but then you're going to take another right, loop around the hallway. You're going to hit a wall. You're going to take a right, walk all the way till you almost get to the end. You're going to see your first right, first turning on your right. You're going to take that. You're going to do that. You're going to zigzag down, follow it around. You're going to hit a curving wall, take a left into that, and then you're going to take another left out of that, take a right, take a left, follow that around, take a right, and you get to the center. Is this a good episode of a podcast? Is this good? Do you like this? I like this. Let's visit baby Jesus. The shepherds are happy. They get to see the baby Jesus. Just like the angel said, he's with Mary and Joseph in a manger. Color the picture below. Again, it's a coloring picture of the shepherds visiting baby Jesus. Again, very difficult to color, particularly with the crayons that we see. Particularly with the crayons that we see in the illustration. But the next page is called Happy Birthday Jesus. Find the words in the word search. Circle them. Use the word bank. So this is just a word search. The words are angel, Christmas, Joseph, sheep, baby, donkey, manger, shepherd, Bethlehem, gifts, Mary, star. Camel, Jesus, Savior, tree. But I'm going to do a little trick. Instead of doing this word find, which I hate, in front of everyone while I record, I'm going to do a game. You know that thing where you close your eyes and the first word you see in the word find says everything about you. It's your fortune. Here we go. And go. It was Jesus. I saw the word Jesus. So I guess that answers everyone's questions about Phil. Oh, boy. Okay. Home sweet home. Learn how to draw the Bear Family treehouse. This is just a picture of the treehouse. It's half finished, but the outline of the treehouse is a dotted line. It says that you trace the dotted line to outline the right half of the picture. You're not really learning how to draw anything. And you're supposed to put stickers on it and color it in to finish it. Now, riding on camels is the next page. The wise men came from the east. They were riding camels. Connect the dots to draw the camels. Color the picture. Very misleading. The camels are already drawn in. There is one camel, however, that does not have an outline. Now, the picture is colored in, so you know it's a camel. The sky is purple. The camel is blank. So you can see the camel easily. All you really have to do is go around the outline of the camel. Terrible dot to dot. Terrible connect the dots. Plus, it says connect the dots to draw the camels. Again, only one of the camels is a connect the dots. The other two are just drawn in normally. So don't know what to say about that. It's a rough connect the dots, y'all. Party for Jesus. Jesus was a very special baby. Many people came to visit him. They showed him how much he was loved. Finish this picture. Read and follow the directions. Then use stickers and crayons or coloring pencils. So follow the directions first, then use stickers and crayons or coloring pencils. Not colored pencils, coloring pencils. So hold on, I'm going to take my picture away here just so we can look. So finish this picture. So there's four directions. So it's Mary and Joseph, baby Jay, the wise men, the shepherds. This is a picture from one of their pageants. So there's a kid's in a camel costume. There's a manger, there's a star, there's a palm tree. Follow the first direction, one, with like a checkbox next to it. Color the camel brown. Fine. Again, difficult. Slick pages, whatever. Two, draw five more stars in the sky. All right. Three, draw a sheep next to Mary. Okay, again, this is an illustration that exists. I don't know where you would draw the sheep. The Mary, you would have to draw, even if you color it in, you're coloring it in white. It's just going to be difficult. I'm just saying this is difficult. Four, write happy birthday Jesus across the top of the page. And then, those are the four directions. Color the camel brown, draw five more stars in the sky, draw a sheep next to Mary, write happy birthday Jesus across the top of the page. Then use stickers and crayons or coloring pencils. It doesn't say what to do with the stickers or crayons and coloring pencils. I assume the stickers are there to decorate and the coloring pencils or crayons are there to color it in, I think. It's just really weird because coloring the camel brown was already a direction. Plus, this isn't very easy to color on. I don't know. None of this makes sense. I'm very confused. Who else came? There were animals in the stable when Jesus was born. How many animals saw baby Jesus on Christmas Day? So what we have here is when it's another math fun. We have pictures of animals, and in between the pictures of the animals is a plus sign. You have to say how many animals in all. So one bird plus one bird is, I want you to yell it out. One bird plus one bird is two birds. Very good. Two mice plus three mice is five mice. Awesome. One cat plus three cats is four cats. Right. Two sheep plus two sheep is four sheep. All right. And here's the big one. Three camels plus two camels is five camels. That's right. Very good. All right. Then there's another word search. I'm going to do the thing where I close my eyes. This is winter fun word search, not a Jesus word search. I'm going to close my eyes, going to open them. I'm going to say what the first word I see in the word search is, and you're going to add that to Jesus, and that'll be my fortune or something. It'll tell you everything you need to know about me. One, two, three. Drift. Drifts. Jesus drifts. Jesus drifts. It's all about family. It's all about family. The joy of giving. Can you spot the six differences between the two pictures? There are six. Circle them. Oh, it doesn't say six the first time. And then the other one is three of a kind. Look at each row. Two are the same. One is different. Put an X on the one that is different. So first, I'm going to find all the differences in this picture. See, the flower's different. So it's a picture of the bear family. Brother and sister exchanging gifts. They're standing in front of the mantle. There's a fire. There's stockings. There's flowers in the mantle. All right, so in the second picture, the flowers are missing. In the second picture, there's a blue stocking. In the second picture, her sister's polka dots are different. In the second picture, mama has a bow around her neck. In the second picture, brother's ribbon is different on his present. And in the second picture, oh, what am I missing? I'm always missing. Oh, there's a candle flame where there's not a candle flame in the first picture. I did it. Yes. Three of a kind. Look at each row. Two are the same. One is different. Put an X on the one that is different. Okay, so the first three row has three Marys or something and a donkey. The next row has three wise men. The next row has three balsa wood planes. The next row has three mama and papas, the mamas and the papas holding honey bear. Okay, let's find out what's different. Number three is different. Serape is shorter. Number two is different. Pointy hat. This one's doing me a doozy. Oh, number three is different. It's got a decal on its tail. And as far as the bear family goes, number one is different. Mama's hat doesn't have polka dots on it. Yes! Yes. Finished that one in record time. I'm winning at this game. Bear Country Winter Wonderland. It's just a picture of the house covered in snow and the kids running around. It's supposed to put pictures on it. Supposed to put stickers on it. That's it. Put stickers on it and color it in. It's another coloring page. I don't know what to tell you. Winter patterns. Here we go. I loved these when I was a kid. Look at each pattern, decide which item comes next. Use a sticker to complete the pattern. So already it's giving itself away because it's one of the stickers you have in your book. But it's so you playing along at home. Tell me what comes next. Bell, pine cone, bell, pine cone, bell, pine cone, bell. Pine cone, everyone. It's pine cone. Doll, doll, plane, doll, 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 plane. What was in the blank? I'll clap where the blank is. doll plane. Anyone? It's the plane. Here we go. Next one. Tree, rabbit. Tree, rabbit. What was it? It's the tree. If you didn't say tree, if you said rabbit, you were wrong. Go back. Go to the back of the room. Here we go. It's a really tough one. Brother, sister. Brother, sister. Which honestly sounds like a cheer. Now that I do it out loud, it sounds like something out of a cheer. Like if a brother and a sister were a team in like a relay race or something, and you're standing on the sidelines, I would be like, brother, sister. Brother, sister. Woo! Go. It was sister, by the way. That was the missing one. And finally, here's a toughie. I don't mean the bully toughie. I mean a tough puzzle. Here we go. Present star, Holly. I'll give it to you again. Present star, Holly. Anyone? Holly. It was Holly. It was the second Holly. If you look at the pattern, it was present star, Holly. So that means the second time it could have been Holly. Honestly, you repeat the pattern. You show the pattern twice. That's not really enough to establish. Maybe it's not a pattern. Maybe it's present star, Holly. Maybe it does that. We don't know because they only gave us once through of the whole thing. All right. Mad Lib. It's not a Mad Lib. It looks like a Mad Lib. I thought it was a Mad Lib at first, but they wouldn't be that blasphemous. Fill it in. Fill in the blanks. Use the word bank to help. So the words in the word bank are Bethlehem Star, Mary Peace, Christmas Gold, Angels, and three. Here we go. One, we celebrate Jesus' birthday on Peace. No, on Angels. No, on Christmas. The blank brought the good news of Jesus' birth to the shepherds. Angels. Sometimes people put a on top of their Christmas tree, like the one that shined bright on Christmas Eve. It's star. Blank is the mother of baby Jesus, is Mary. Jesus is born in the town of blank, is Bethlehem. Blank wise men brought gifts to Jesus after he was born. Three, the wise men brought Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And finally, the angels saying, glory to God, blank on earth. I'll leave that one to you. What do you think it was? Put your answers down in the comments below if you've listened to this thing this long. Okay, here we go. Sing a Christmas song. The Bear family is going to sing a Christmas song. Use the code to help them figure out the words to Mama's favorite Christmas song. So in the book, the song is 19, 9, 12, 5, 14, 20, 14, 9, 7, 8, 20, 8, 15, 12, 25, night. 1, 12, 12, 19, 9, 19, calm. All is 2, 18, 9, 7, 8, 20. Using contextual clues, I'm going to guess this song is SILENTNIGHTHOLY, night, ALLIS, calm. All is BRIGHT. That's right, it's Silent Night. Everyone join me for a round of singing. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm. Fight, fight, fight. Here we go. Cheering for a snowy Christmas. Brother, sister, and honey, love the snow. Color the picture and use stickers to help finish it. Absolutely not. What's this one? Snow starts with S. The bear cubs love the snow. The word snow begins with the letter S. Circle the other things on this page that begin with the letter S. Write an S next to each picture that has an S as the first sound. Also, every single picture in here is clearly labeled with a word, so it's just easy. The pictures are star, skate, bunny, stamp, sun, stocking, bell. I'll repeat. Star, skate, bunny, stamp, sun, stocking, bell. What were the two words that did not have S one last time? Star, skate, bunny, stamp, sun, stocking, bell. If you said bunny and bell, you were correct. If you said anything other than bunny and bell, you were wrong. Go to the principal. And then at the bottom, write the letter S in the line below. And it's that thing where it's like, it shows you like the letter on a dotted like piece of writing graph paper. And then there's dotted S's like down below. It's the only letter it teaches you how to write. Like for some reason, they're like, kids can't get through Christmas without learning the letter S, I guess. So there's a little like dot and there's arrows showing you which direction to like draw the S in. Wild stuff. Christmas tree trail. It's another maze. Help Papa Bear find the best Christmas tree. Now, this one makes sense as a maze because Papa's tromping through the woods. He's looking for a tree. Trace the path. Use a red crayon and color the rest of the tree green. Won't you join me? Let's go on a trip up the tree. All right, here we go. This won't take nearly as long because I think I know how to do this. So you're going to want to go into the maze, and the maze is shaped like a tree. You're going to want to go into the maze. Don't take your first right. Take your second right. You're going to follow that around and around and around and around and around and around. It's just going to take, it's a long and winding hallway. The first option you have, you can take your first left or your second left. Take your first left. You're going to go around. Don't follow it all the way out of the hallway, though. Hang right. Take your first right. And then take another first right. Then take another first right. Take another first right. But immediately take a left. Take a right. Take an immediate left. And bickety-bam, you found yourself at the Christmas star. Solve that puzzle right away. What's our next page? Use Post-it. Okay, is it the last page of the book? Oops. It's the last... Keep doing the wrong thing. This is the last page of the book. It's a picture. It's a weird. Is it centered differently on my actual physical copy? Not really. It's hard to get to on the actual physical copy as well. It's a picture of... It's a weird one. It's a colorful picture of the Christmas tree in the bear's house. There's a few places to put stickers. It says Merry Christmas, but like off center. You see brother, sister, and honey's pictures. It says color it, hanging on the door. Merry Christmas. What a weird way to end this book. Use stickers to finish it. Which stickers? Is one of the pictures, one of the things you put a sticker on. Yeah, there's a present in the image that's like half covered by another present. And there is a sticker of a semi-obscured present. But like all the stickers have like those white borders, so it won't even look right on the picture. I don't know. You're supposed to put stickers of brother and sister and little honey bear, an angel, a candy cane. I mean, they're all there. And then that present, that last present. But yeah, so that's the bear. There's no story. I'm really sorry, everybody, but there's no story. Like, there's nothing for me to sum up. It's an activity book. You can't color it really well. A semi-intelligent child will take about 15 minutes to get through it. And not because they'll necessarily finish it, but because they'll get bored with it. It's not a great book. It's pretty though. It's got some of those Mike religious illustrations, so, and some Jan ones too, I guess. So that's the Berenstain Bears Christmas fun. God, what a bummer of a Christmas episode. I wanted this one to be fun, but it's not fun. Even though it says it right on the cover of the book, Christmas fun. It's not fun to do activity books by yourself, but talking through them. What a shame. Oh well. So join me next time for more Christmas excitement. This has been the Berenstain Bears Christmas Fun from 2016. Pick up a copy, I guess. Pick up a copy of it. You can still get it. I got my copy. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with more Berenstain Bear Fun next week. And I'll see you all next time. Deep in Bear Country.
Merry Christmas.